Tell me something about this song you're singing.
This song is a, I mean, it's a situational song. It came from a very, it's a story-based song of an experience of being with someone who you should have known better. And so it's kind of angry, but it's not so, you know, I hate you. It's more like shame on me for thinking that.
The challenge that we're facing stylistically mm-hmm. is turning this into an acoustic song.
Right.
Tell me right now what you think your biggest hurdle is, because I want to say something right before you start singing, because I already heard the little sample that we started before we got on camera, that the changes already that were occurring.
Right.
What do you find is your biggest
goalie? I think you get, I mean, with an electronic track, with heavily produced, you get a lot of low end, a lot of that anger. And so now with it stripped down, then it's my responsibility as a vocalist to get that kind of depth and that kind of mood expressed in an acoustic song that you don't get when there's all that production assisting you. So
which one has a little bit more angst? Is this or this?
That one.
Yeah. That's how you can look in that mic, like,
okay.
Like,
okay.
Are we doing this? Yeah, we're doing this. And remember, anger has a positive face and a negative face. The positive face is taking this and make it kind of a light song, but a serious song, like, shame on me, but I'm still upset with you. And you can be upset with a person and not be bitter. You're bitter, your body turns acidic, your throat tightens up, you sing flat. But you're angry in the sense of, because my hurt has no place left to go. That's a different type of anger, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
He's a beggar for a pension, a thief between the sheets. You look a lot like love, and loving's what he needs. And if I know myself at all, then I better find some help. Oh, if I know myself at all, then I better run like hell. Caught a dreamer with his heart in his hands. Oh, I caught a dreamer always standing on the edge of something bigger. Should have known when we met that I caught a dreamer again.
Okay, so that's first verse, chorus, fantastic. Now, sometimes, you know, I just got back from Italy, did a master class out in Bocelli's city. Somebody might have came as my personal assistant, and poor kid, you just hated being there. I'm like, no, if I have to go, I'll go. But out there in the Forte di Marmi, I think I said it right finally, everybody has the same problem. It's the beginning phrase. It's kind of like this. It's like they're going, here's what we said, John. Okay, verse. And sings my soul, here comes the chorus. Oh my, you know. What we look for is the intensity that the high note gives you. And I hear that. So what we're going to do is we're going to have you just play as soft as you can, hit that soft pedal. You keep chunking it out. But they're gonna have a contest so you can play light. It's just very light staccato. And you're going to almost spit on us with the words. Have you ever heard them called the spit rows, the front rows?
Oh, yeah.
You heard that? Why? Because you can see the puh, 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 right? Beat it. And it's not beat it. It's beat it. Buh, guh, juh, tuh, tuh. I think of Jim Carrey and Cable Guy. Thank you. Remember? I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. You know, he gets that last D. So you're going to be a perfectionist. You got to get that in there. And every word, just right now, get a little tougher with it. So same thing. Like I say, I feel like a broken record. Same thing. The verse loses us, the energy, and then suddenly picks up. I want the verse to be more intense. It's so intense that we're like,
whatever, the chorus is coming, fine. We're going to like it. We know that because choruses are catchy. Mm-hmm. But when a verse captures me, I love the song right from the beginning. So literally, when you start singing, you'll be like, hold it, guys. Hey, can we take it way down? And they're not like, we're musicians and we want to be heard. And I know people who do that all the time. They do that in the studio, like it's loud, and we have the brilliant Dallin Beck in there, who's a published author on all this stuff, on this sound and engineering. He's the guy. And he sees people all the time, like, yeah, that's fine. And then you come in, you're a pro today, and you're like, hey, man, can we mix these levels up a little bit? Right away, it had to be right. You were in control of the session. Be in control of the session. I'm going to help you, but be way in control sitting there. I'm going to be heard. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have them pull way back and have you increase your intensity. So you are going to hold on to this word. As sweet and nice as you are, I need a little more toughness out of you. And I want you to be percussive, Michael Jackson. Some of that. Ready? Percussive. I want your body view. So before you sing, same thing. First couple sentences.
Say them or sing them?
Say them.
He's a beggar for pension, a thief between
his... He's a beggar. See, he's a beggar.
He's a beggar.
Now, think of radio hosts. Mm-hmm. And the guy, this is WBAM. And every word he's holding on to, or almost like, let's even take it further, the movie trailer announcer. In a world, Jack Hansen is coming home, but there's no home to come to. You know, those guys, let it boil in you. Then we're going to pull back, and you're just going to chill and sing the song. But you'll have that, what you need to do is feel like you're bloating here every time. And then when you start singing, even when you chill, they're going to sense that toughness. He's a beggar for pension.
He's a beggar for pension.
Good. He's a beggar for pension. And connect the consonants together. Beggar for pension. And I want you in your mind to say, I hate vowels. Hate them. Don't care about them. All I want is consonants. I want you to hear me crunch every consonant. He's a beggar for pension. Go ahead.
He's a beggar for pension.
Good. Now instead of beggar, say it louder. Just increase the tension and duration of the B. He's a beggar for pension. It's not beggar, it's beggar. He's a beggar for pension. Do that.
He's a beggar for pension.
Now go mba.
Mba.
Not mba. If you're calling somebody bubba, that would be bamba. Bamba. Bubba.
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 Now hold on to that B. Bubba.
Bubba.
But you want to have enough intensity that they have to listen to you.
Okay.
So, he's a beggar for pension.
He's a beggar for pension.
Next line.
A thief between the sheets.
A thief between the sheets.
A thief between the sheets.
Now, the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious principle. You don't have this word over here, super. The word is supercalifragilistic. Alidocious. It's one word. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I've had some people in lessons go, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's not halidocious. It sounds like halitosis, right? He's like, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, the good thing is, they're going to get this. So when they get in there saying, thank you, you've done that for me. So you're going to do that. Say, he's a beggar. He's a beggar. And think only that there's consonants. And no longer think of your phrase as this word and this word, but glue the words together into one long word for your phrase.
He's a beggar for pension.
Yeah, he's a beggar for pension. So what's the word? The word is he's a beggar for pension. He's a beggar for pension. He's a beggar for pension. Said, he's a beggar for pension.
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 Now, he's a beggar for pension.
He's a beggar for pension.
Yeah. I know you feel like you're a rapper, auctioneer type of guy. Or a preacher when they said, I woke up in the morning and I felt the Lord talking to me and he said, Larry, get up and call Brett and tell him it's time for him to go sing and stop messing around. You got to do this. That's how my good friend Larry, God rest his soul, passed away a couple years ago. Very good friend, how he would talk to me in this preacher thing, and I loved it. Because every word connected, and it was like he's grabbing my arm and pulling me through the phone as he's talking to me. And sing.
He's a beggar for a pension, a thief between the sheets.
Now, for now, stop being so pretty. You know why? There's no need to be pretty. You're going to be a little bit mean. He's a beggar for a pension, a thief between the sheets. So you'd still be stylistic, but... you still do the licks, but second line. Wait two lines. Establish. He's a beggar for pension. Go ahead.
He's a beggar for pension.
Now, let's kill the vibrato. He's a beggar for pension.
He's a beggar for pension.
Now, pension. See how what? See, when you had to get rid of the vibrato on edge, what happened? You had to go to the end. Because like, oh, I'm out here floating, and I got no vibrato, and I got this foul, and I feel lost, and I need the end. Where's that end? Oh, there's the end. Pension. He's a beggar for pension.
He's a beggar for pension.
And the pension. And you can do that. Swears you look a lot like love. Go ahead.
Swears you look a lot like love.
And it's important. Remember what I said to Austin earlier. Every word has equal ultimacy. So if I don't hear you, I lose the whole meaning. Swears look a lot like who looks, who, what. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. We're asking those questions. You have five questions you ask the song. Who, what, when, where, why, the five W's and their sister, how. These are the five W's and their sister, how. And if you remember who, what, when, where, why, how, and ask that and say, are you answering those questions with your equal ultimacy on every word? Even if I get loud or soft, I'm going to make sure that you hear me.
Okay.
So again, so swears you look a lot like love.
Swears you look a lot like love.
Next line.
And loving's what he needs.
Okay, now they'll play. And I want you to sing. Builds up even more, even softer. Right there, yeah.
He's a beggar for a pension, a thief between the sheets. Swears you look a lot like love, and loving's what he needs. And if I know myself at all, then I better find some help. Oh, if I know myself at all, then I better run like hell. 'Cause I caught a dreamer with his heart in his hands. Oh, I caught a dreamer always standing on the edge of something bigger. Should have known when we met that I caught a dreamer again.
Now, every trill, every run, you seem to sing with purpose.